Welcome to the Research 101 podcast. Today, I'm very excited to interview somebody who graduated from Valdosta State University. With us, we have Tammy Bird, and she is a graduate with a bachelor's and associate's degree in mathematics and a secondary education certificate. And while she was here at VSU, she was mentored by Dr. Ophélie Desmet, who specializes in gifted education. And Tammy Bird is now a graduate student at Purdue University, where she is working on her master's degree and her PhD in gifted education. And I'm very excited to interview Tammy today and learn more about her research and her experience in education. And one really important thing that I want to note about Tammy and about her experience is that she describes herself as an untraditional student. She talks about how, you know, she has a family and she's been raising a family while she's been in school. And so that's a really important thing to acknowledge when thinking about the research that she has done in her undergraduate as well as graduate work. So, Tammy, thank you so much for the show. Thank you so much for joining us and being willing to be interviewed for our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
The first question that I have for you is, what research areas have you been involved in?
I've been involved in gifted and talented, and I mainly look at underachievement in this area because when you think of a gifted or a talented student, you don't often think about they underachieve. Also, I've looked at social emotional functioning factors and how that affects their underachievement. I've also looked at gender differences and creativity of underachievement, how creativity and underachievement are affected, how creativity affects underachievement. And I also have been researching twice exceptional students.
That is fascinating. I think your research challenges a lot of people's assumptions about gifted students and gifted education. So you mentioned a couple of different areas that you focus, and I'm wondering if you had a favorite research project or a least favorite research project and why you identify these as your favorite and your least favorite projects.
I've worked on several different projects with Dr. Desmet, and I can't say that I have a least favorite because I learned something from every project that I was had the privilege and honor of working on. But my favorites would probably be the project we did on gender differences and how social emotional functions affect the achievement or underachievement and which factors of social emotional functioning has an effect on the underachievement.
That's really interesting. That's such an important research focus. Yeah, I love that. What were some of the obstacles that you had to overcome in your research, either as an undergraduate or in your time at Purdue? And can you share some strategies that you used to overcome these obstacles?
The biggest obstacle, I would say, is trying to balance family, work, and research, because when I was at VSU, I was a full-time employee of Bering County Board of Education. I was a bus driver and a substitute teacher. And then on top of that, I was a mom and a wife. And then on top of that, I was trying to go to school and do my research. So just finding the balance was probably the biggest thing. Another obstacle was I didn't have help paying for my schooling. So I did qualify for some financial aid, but it wasn't enough to cover what I needed it to cover. So kind of like figuring out that balance with money, that was another obstacle.
So it sounds like you had to practice some strict time management and things like that. How did you handle that very full plate?
Well, I handled it better than my kids did. And my husband, they didn't get to see a whole lot of me. But I made sure that I set aside time that I didn't work on anything and it was just family time. So I set a schedule for myself and I stuck to that schedule. And the biggest thing is trying to keep work and home separate. So I didn't do research while I was at home. I only did research while I was on campus, and just setting that boundary to separate the personal from work was a big thing.
I love that strategy. I think that is so important for, you know, managing your priorities and protecting your mental health as well.
I was always a mom first and a student second.
I can definitely appreciate that as a mom myself. I can definitely appreciate that and respect that. What was your process like? So you talked a bit about how, you know, you wouldn't do research at home. What did research look like for you as far as your process? You know, did you have specific methods, times, places that you would work? What did it look like when you were doing research and do research now? What does it look like?
I don't have like a specific method. I look at the literature for whatever, like, for instance, my twice exceptional is what I'm working on currently. So what I've been doing is looking at research or literature and other research and trying to find the gaps and the needs that are out there, because there's so much with twice exceptionality being such a newer researched subject. And I go through and find the gaps and the needs for what we need for our teachers, because I've been in that classroom and I kind of know what they're missing and what they need. So I go and I look and see, okay, how can I make teachers benefit from my research? And I just go at it that way. I've done that with all my research because I'm a teacher at heart and I always want to do what I can to help other teachers be able to understand why students are the way they are. Because we take the education classes, but we're not prepared fully for the classroom. So I feel like research can help fill that gap from being in the class to going into the classroom.
It's incredibly inspiring to hear how your research has such important real-world applications. And I imagine for all of our educators listening or people who plan to be educators, they could certainly appreciate that that is your goal and that that is your focus. For those who are not familiar, can you explain what twice exceptional means?
So a twice exceptional student is a student who has a disability. It can be a physical disability. It can be a learning disability, ADHD, Asperger's, like autism or something like that. But they're also gifted. And most of the time, from what research I've done, when a teacher has a student in there and they're achieving but they have a disability, the teacher says, oh, well, they're not gifted because they're just average students. They're just making goals. But what they're not realizing is that student that has a disability is only average because they're gifted. So twice exceptional students are students who have both giftedness and some form of a disability.
This is such an important area of research. And I think about how many students may have been overlooked in the past without this understanding that this research is helping us gain.
Yes, ma'am.
There's
been a lot fall through the gaps.
Yes, I can imagine so. What is your favorite part of research?
My favorite part is probably learning how to help others and being able to share my knowledge and share what I've learned, especially whenever I get to work with data, because I'm a math person. So I always love playing with the data and running my statistics and finding new stuff. But getting to share that, what I learn with others, is probably one of my most favorite things, because what's the point of doing research if you're not getting it out there to help other people understand and be and better themselves?
That is so powerful. How do you share your research with others?
So I attend conferences when I can. I submit to conferences. I've done the Spring Symposium at Valdosta State University. I also did the BSRI at Valdosta State University. And I also did the conference where all the Georgia schools came to VSU.
Excellent. As a point of clarification and invitation for our listeners, what Tammy is talking about are opportunities she took advantage of as an undergraduate at VSU. So that spring conference that she mentioned, that's our undergraduate research symposium that happens usually in April on VSU's campus, and it includes researchers, students doing research from all different disciplines on campus. And the BSRI opportunity that Tammy mentioned is the Blazer Summer Research Institute, where students get to work very closely with faculty on research. And that last opportunity that Tammy mentioned was the Georgia Undergraduate Research Conference, which, as Tammy noted, is statewide. And so VSU hosted that on our campus in the fall of 2022, and we will be hosting it again in the fall in November of 2023. And so I'm really excited to hear Tammy share that she's taken advantage of these opportunities as an undergraduate, because it's really important to get that experience. And, you know, it's incredibly powerful to share the research that you're doing as an undergraduate, because the work that Tammy is describing is incredibly valuable. And so, Tammy, I just want to thank you for sharing those opportunities that you took advantage of as an undergraduate to share your research. Now, I want to ask, is there a least favorite part? Go ahead.
Least favorite part is probably waiting on data to come in, because on the last project I worked with Dr. Desmond, we had such a long period of waiting, and I was getting anxious, and I was ready to run numbers and start working. So you really can't do a lot of work until you get your data and be able to look at your data. So that waiting is the hardest part for me, because I'm not a person to just sit idly and wait.
That makes a lot of sense. And as somebody who is incredibly productive like you are, Tammy, I can imagine that waiting period is probably uncomfortable, especially when you know all the work that you have ahead of you to process that data and complete your research. So what advice do you have? What advice do you want to give students who are listening, who are curious about research?
Be as involved as you can. If you have questions, ask. Ask your professors, you know, about what research they're doing. Especially if you have, everybody's got a professor that they're close to, whether they're your advising professor or not. Ask them, you know, what research are you working on? And ask if you can be involved. Offer to be involved, and then take every opportunity and chance you have to share what you've learned with others.
That's incredibly wise advice, Tammy. I wish I had heard more of that when I was an undergraduate, or maybe I heard it and I should have listened to it more, because you're absolutely right. Your professors are doing research, and they could be doing work that, you know, would be really interesting to you, and getting that experience and making those relationships early on is key. And so, you know, after hearing your answer to that question and all of these other questions, I am not at all surprised that you are a successful graduate student at Purdue University, which is an incredibly prestigious university, and I know their program is prestigious as well. So do you have any kind of closing thoughts that you want to share with listeners about your research, about your time at VSU, or anything like that?
When I was at VSU, Dr. Desmond was not my advising professor, but I had her my first semester out there, and she seen my interest, and I was kind of scared at first to kind of open up and let her know about it, but I'm grateful and glad that she seen something in me. And was able to kind of pull me out of my shell. And I wish that somebody would have gave me the advice that I gave. Because she was probably the best thing that happened to me at VSU. She's the reason that I got involved in research. And I just want to say, keep your head up. Keep working hard. Because people see you, whether you know it or not. People see you. And it'll get you to places that you never knew existed.
That is incredibly inspiring, Tammy, and a perfect note to end our conversation on. I want to thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Research 101. Tammy, thank you so much for being here. And for our listeners, we'll talk to you next time.